to third parties to do who knows what with. So right there is a big caveat. A lot of people have concerns about their genetic information, especially as we move forward. But also their reports are, they're fun, you know, like your male pattern baldness or what type of earwax consistency you have, or maybe, whether you should do, strength training or endurance training, that kind of stuff. But the genetic interpretations that I create, I craft them. I like to think of, have people think of me like their genetic concierge. They are looking at common but lesser known root causes of inflammation and oxidative stress and things that can affect cellular health, because it really all comes down to the health of the cell. So is your body genetically predisposed to making enough antioxidants to fight free radicals that cause inflammation and oxidative stress? What do each of your phase 1 and phase 2 liver